Hello.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I start out by assisting you today?
Okay, I gotta get my sheet of paper. Well, I called yesterday and I thought the guy hung up on me, so I got a little kind of swearing, so I thought maybe that's why you guys weren't answering my calls, but I'm hard of hearing and I couldn't hear him and he wouldn't let me know he was on the line. So I thought he hung up on me and I said, son of a gun, he must have heard me. And it wasn't
Yes.
meant for him. It just meant, you know what I mean.
Yes, ma'am, that's okay.
Well, I didn't want you to think I'm a bad person because I'm not. I just thought he hung up on me and he wouldn't answer me. And even when he said he was there, he just said goodbye.
Yes, ma'am.
So it wasn't a very good conversation yesterday. But anyways, you guys are taking money out of my account, and I don't know that you, and he said something about that. Do you ever buy anything online, and once you buy it, you don't see nothing on it? I don't know what it, I think it was for a Yeti cooler.
Okay, let me start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate this account. What's your zip code, please?
553081.
All righty, give me 1 second. And what is your first and last name, please,
My
ma'am?
first name is Marcy, Marcy Herman, Herman.
All righty, Miss Marcy, give me 1 second to locate this account for you, okay?
Okay.
And the spelling on your last name is MUENCH, is that correct?
No, it's Herman.
Oh, I got you, Miss Marcy. I was looking at another one that was above you. Okay, Miss Marcy, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address for me?
1717 Mead, Mead Avenue, Sheboygan, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, 53081.
Okay, that's a unique name on. I've never heard of that part of Wisconsin.
Well, I'm named after a sister, a nun. I'm one of three.
Okay.
And back in whatever 1953, there ain't too many triplets around.
Oh, yes.
And I'm the only survivor. The other two died.
Oh, my goodness. All righty, Miss Marcy. What I did locate, this stems from an account where you did pay the $5.74. That was the shipping and handling where you entered into a contest to have a chance to be the winner of that Tundra, that Yeti cooler.
And that's what I thought. But then on November 2nd, you took out $56.95, and on December 5th, you took out $67.32.
Yeah, and what that is actually a recurring charge where it keeps you entered into that
Yeah,
sweepstakes.
but that I can't afford that. You guys took this out, and I got late charges because I'm retired. I have things coming out of my check, and I didn't know about this.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
that's why I got a little excited with the guy, but he got real cocky with me, and then I thought he hung up on, which he did hang up on me. I mean, I want to know what if there's any more coming out. I can't afford this, and now if I don't, you guys took out $129 out of my account, and if I don't, what am I going to get for that $129?
Well, let me explain this. I do apologize for any misunderstanding on that. What it is, as long as you are enrolled in that running to have a chance to be the winner of that particular Yeti cooler, then they would bill you like a membership fee, so it keeps you in that running. But what I
No,
can
no.
do, I will go ahead and get you canceled out of this, Miss Marcy.
And do I get my money back? I mean, that's a lot of money.
I can, now the charge where they bill you later on, now the one that they just recently billed you of $67.32 in December?
Yes.
I can submit that refund to go back to your account. That's the only one I can take care of because the other ones were past months.
Yeah, but how come they don't tell you this? When I signed up for that, like you said, I thought it was $5.74 for a chance to win it, and that was it. And then they took 56. You know, when you're retired and you have so much money, you take this out. I got a late charge of $35 for that one. I got a late charge for $35 for the six. I don't know that's coming out of my account. They never explained that. And the guy said, well, read. There was nothing for me to read for this thing. And if it is, it's so small you don't even notice that it's there. There's a lot of, I'm not blaming you. Don't misunderstand this. There's a lot of cheating going on there. Because it says a chance to win. Okay, a chance to win. It didn't tell me it was going to take another $56 and then $67. That's a lot of money for a retired person that lives on a short income. And then didn't even know it was coming out. And I'm talking now because I'm hard of hearing. I'm not yelling at you.
That's fine. Yes, ma'am.
And see, that guy never even gave me a chance to explain to him that I'm not yelling at him. I talk loud when I get excited because I can't hear. And he just hung up on me. And then nobody would answer my call. This is the third time I called you people. And in the meantime, you just keep taking money out of my account. I can't afford that.
Yes, ma'am.
I have car problems. I have to pay $600 to have my car fixed. Now it's in today again. I don't know how much that's going to cost me. And you guys are taking money out of my account I don't even know about. How can you do that?
Well, I do apologize for that. The only thing about that is we just act as customer service for the online merchants and vendors. We don't actually pull the money. The online merchants and vendors that we actually act as customer service for, they're responsible for that. The only thing we can do as a third-party call center is we can locate the account for you, and they did give us the authority to refund accounts. But other than that, whatever their rules and regulations, we don't know what their rules and regulations are or how they post their advertisement. We never see that website.
Well, I never saw it for once. I thought it was, and I worked with Yeti Coolers. I made Yeti Coolers.
Mm-hmm.
Where they came from in Dutchland, Oostburg, we made them. They still make them there. I'm retired, but I made them. That's why, oh, that's cool. I'll take a chance of winning one. I never got one from the company because you can't get them because we make them for them, but we can't get them. And I thought, oh, that's cool. I made those. I'll take a chance for $5.74. There's never once did it say it was going to take another how much money out of my account. If you get a chance, they should explain that to you. That's totally wrong.
Yeah.
If there's a number for me to call that website, I will call them and tell them that's wrong. You're cheating people.
And as I did say, see, I don't even know what the website even looks like because I have no idea.
Well, it comes up and it's gone. It's there for a few seconds and it's gone. How can they say that that's illegal? And then to take money out of my account every month that I don't know about.
Yes, ma'am. I don't do online shopping. That's one thing I don't.
More, I'll tell you. Well, it wasn't an online shopping. To win something.
I don't even do that.
Well, I won't do it no more, I'll tell you that.
I've
gotten ripped off so many times. I just got ripped off out of somebody saying they were a friend of my ex-boyfriend that passed away, ripped me off of $1,600.
No, ma'am.
Pardon?
No, ma'am. No. Money's too hard to come by.
Yeah, and I'm getting ripped off every month.
Well, Miss,
I didn't even pay my gas and light bill because I didn't have no money because of this. I have to pay a $35 late that they took it out and I didn't know it.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Bill that came, they didn't get it because the money wasn't there. I mean, what? I could see $5 and $5, but 57, $57.67 every month. It went up.
Yes, they. I do see. Yep, they changed it every month. So I've gone in and canceled you. You are completely canceled out of this. That cancellation took effect immediately on that. That $67.32 that they billed you will post back into your account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to your account, ma'am. And I do have your cancellation number available. Please let me know when you're ready to take that down.
Ready.
Okay. That would be C as in Charlie. And that is 626-979-609.
Okay, you gotta read that again. You are way too.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, the cancellation number is as follows. That would be C as in Charlie. That's 626-979-609.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
So, in other words, this is a ripoff because they took 56 and 574, and I got nothing to show for that money.
I do apologize for that, but I was able to go ahead and refund you for the one that they recently billed you in December. So.
Well, I called in November and nobody called me back. Yesterday, nobody called me back either.
Ooh.
And then this wouldn't have even happened to me.
Yes.
I don't know. This world is getting to be such a rip-off world.
Yes.
It's unreal.
Yes, it is. But you're completely canceled out of that and you don't have to worry about that anymore.
No, but I lost $56 of my money and I paid $35, so that's what? Almost $90 I got ripped off.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, but the only one that I could
call?
No, because they're online merchants and vendors. I mean, we don't have numbers for them. They just employ us to be their customer service. As
well,
I said, they're online.
You talk to them. You better tell them that they're ripping people off and it should be against the law. There is nothing I read about. The guy said, well, you got to read. There was no contract to read. It said it was a contest to win. So I did it. I gave them the 579. And I thought that was it. And they would tell me if I won or not. It didn't say they were going to keep taking money out every month.
Now, I do apologize for that, though, ma'am.
Well, I'm not, thank you for getting me my 67, but I'm not done with this.
Yeah.
I will find that website. And believe me, I'm not done with this. I am sick of people ripping me off. I am totally sick of it.
I do understand that. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you for being understanding.
You're more than welcome. And I do thank you for calling customer support, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye.